Hi, this is Dave Sedillo. Here with me now is Danny Williams. Welcome to the podcast.
Dr. Sleepwalk and Captain Buzzbot to replay locomotive. Motive, 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 motive.
Turn it up to 11 and rip the knob off.
I feel like I have to talk really loud just to get a decent level on this thing.
I feel like I'm doing my radio voice. This message today is brought to you by davidsedillo.com. Yesterday's future, today.
Now. Yesterday's future is now.
Let's run that again. Can I run that again?
Yeah.
Yesterday's future, now.
And the crowd swells with applause.
We love Dave.
Danny, why don't you tell us about your most current blog post on what is your blog again, so everybody can look it up?
My blog is Dan the Magic Man. That is catchy. At Blogspot. I'm a blogger. I'm a Gmail blogger. Well, I'll tell you, this blog here came about yesterday. I was doing a little studying and either made the mistake or had the really good fortune of trying to just kind of study what it means to pursue life and pursue the Lord and right now, and just understand that it's probably going to suck. We're not promised that life's not going to be hard. And at the same time, I spent about 2.5 hours listening to Cloud Cult.
No one said it would be easy. This living ain't easy. Shown together with the tapestry of molecules, a billion baby galaxies and wide open space. And everything you need is here, everything you fear is here, and it's holding you up, it just keeps holding you up.
That song, No One Said It Would Be Easy, kind of went along with what I was studying for the day, so I felt the need to just kind of juxtapose those two up on the blog.
Speaking for myself, I'm glad that you put these things down so I can, I know I'm not crawling inside your head, but, just get an idea on what somebody else is thinking about. Because on my blog, my website, davidsedillo.com, I didn't go that deep on this last post. I talked about electronic monopoly. Have you played Electronic Monopoly yet?
I have not played Electronic Monopoly yet.
Electronic Monopoly, if you're one of those people when you're playing Monopoly and you have a lot of money and then you're like, oh, you didn't find the 50 because it's mashed in with the hundreds and things like that. Electronic Monopoly is really cool because it gives you, instead of cash, you use a debit card. And your debit card comes with $15 million already on it. Now, it sounds like a lot until you start going around the board and you want to buy up real estate or utilities. And these said properties and utilities come at around a $1 or $2 million price range, or $500,000 or something like that. But it's really cool because there's a little machine that lets you stick your card in and it makes a little R2-D2 sound and you get it back out.
That's really good training for young children to learn how, at an early age, they can go into debt.
I do everything totally fast. I pick my token fast, I roll fast, buy fast, pay fast, and I win fast. Well, most of the time.
Now you can play faster without cash with the new Monopoly Electronic Banking Edition. So whether your style is fast and furious or cool and calculating, how you play Monopoly is half the fun.
Times Square. In one hotel, 20 million. Swipe and pay, Dad.
Fast and without cash. That's how I play. How do you play Monopoly?
If only I had Electric Monopoly when I was a child, I could be $6,000 in debt 10 years ago instead of now.
All right, Danny, so tell me about your post that you had, another post, like this, the one that you made on Thursday, March 10th.
Thursday, March 10th, a beautiful video set to a beautiful song originally by Radiohead, who, if you've never heard of Radiohead, go ahead and stop listening to this.
Yeah, because right. we can't relate to you.
I can't relate to you. This video, it's a really good stop motion video with Barbie dolls and one awkward brunette doll set to the song Creep that was covered by a Belgian girls choir. The Kalakny brothers direct and accompany this girls choir, and they've recorded just dozens and dozens of covers of songs. Did it. I don't know the guy's name, he or she or he, whoever it was, but it is absolutely brilliant and just perfect for the song. Just
especially with the girls' voices, as opposed to the original version.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh, yeah.
The first time I heard Creep, I thought of it from the perspective of a boy, and I related to it wanting to be with a girl who is completely out of his league, you know.
Yes, I think that's a natural male tendency to just kind of project that into most
every
song.
Most of us guys, right, right, yeah. I feel the same way about raindrops keep falling on my head.
November rain.
Kentucky rain keeps pouring down. So when I saw this video, I thought that was just a brilliant putting the girl in there. And it could be related to that way as well. And, yeah, I'm like you. I think it's one of the most powerful things. It almost made me cry, honestly.
I tell you, that just when it peaks, when she goes and she gets the new body and she makes it up to the top of the table and she's thinking, okay, I mean.
I'm in.
And they just, it was so moving.
Yeah.
It was, I was so, when I first watched it, I was so caught off guard. I didn't know what to expect. I was so caught off guard.
Yeah. And because Barbies, they kind of have limited motion. You didn't know if they were patting her on the back, but no, you find out they're doing something else to her.
At first I was like, oh, they're just like petting her and praising her. And this is acceptance, you know, like maybe there is a happy ending, but I should have known better.
No. No. Custom Paper Toys. Have you ever heard of Custom Paper Toys, Danny?
I have heard of Custom Paper Toys, thanks to DaveCedillo.com. I actually had not heard of Paper Toys until I saw this blog post. I had no idea what any of that was.
Custom Paper Toys are things that a good friend of mine, Matt Hawkins, makes, and he's actually able to do this for a living. He works for a company that makes these little toys that go into children's meals, like Happy Meals and things. And I don't know how long he's been doing it, but he's a cartoonist, and he's just able to make his cartoons 3D, and he makes it to where anybody can download them from CustomPaperToys.com and make something up. Like right now, I'm looking at this. There's a stubby pencil. Stubby number two pencil, who, you know, he's at the end of his life saying, I regret nothing, which anybody who grew up, you know, writing pencils down to the nub can identify with that. And then this little green thing, it's an alien with a ukulele, so he's aptly called the ukulelean.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, the hardest part about him, though, is his neck was so small, and he's got a lot of weight up on top. When you're actually making this 3D, it's kind of easy to where you think he's just going to fall over. And my little guy that I downloaded and folded up and cut up and glued together, he was falling down until I kind of got this thing, put him on a platform with a penny to hold up one side, and that's how I got it to work out.
Yeah, I had no idea that these existed. They look great. The best thing is I mean, even in the pictures, just the color and just the graphics on them, these are ones that your friend...
He designed.
I mean, just absolutely outstanding. Like, just coming from an from an artist's point of view, I mean, especially that pencil, just the expression in the eyes and just the exaggerated features. I mean, everything about it is just, I mean, I wish that, you know, I had heard of these years ago and I could have enjoyed them
right.
as a child.
Well, that's going to take care of things for the first podcast. Dr. Sleepwalk and Captain Fuzzbot's Replay Locomotive. That's what we're calling this podcast, where Danny and I talk about our blog posts. And hopefully they are interesting to you also. We'll see you next time.